Hello, thank you for calling customer support. How can I help you today?
Well, I think I got it. It was winning that. Is this Walmart?
No, ma'am, we're a third-party customer service. How can I help you today? Could you?
Well, I was on that where you won that mixer.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And who is this that I'm talking to?
We're a third-party customer service. If you would like to give me your first and last name, I can help you.
Anderson, Dolores Anderson.
All right, would you mind spelling that for me?
DelorisAnderson.
One more time, a little slower for me.
You what?
One more time, just a little slower.
Okay. DelorisAnderson, Anderson, Anderson.
Alrighty, and could you confirm your address for me?
8030 60th Drive, Northeast, Unit 1, Marysville, Washington, 98270.
Alright, Ms. Dolores, does this sound familiar to you? 15516 SE on 179th Street?
What, say that again?
15516 Southeast 179.
No.
No, ma'am?
No.
All right. And could you give me your address, your email address for me?
Okay. Well, let me give you my address. It's 8030 60th Drive, Northeast, Unit 1, Marysville, Washington, 98270.
Your name is spelled as
Delores.
And last name is Anderson.
Yes.
All right. Could you confirm your email address for me?
It's Joey Girl, JoeyGirl, 2@comcast.net.
All righty, ma'am. Alrighty, so does these four last four of these card numbers sound familiar to you? The last four of the card, your card number sound familiar to you? 8207.
Let me double check it. I'm pretty sure it is. No. 0838.
And you said that email address was DeeAnderson at Comcast.net?
No, it's Joey Girl. JoeyGirl, 2@comcast.net.
Alrighty, so give me a second. Let me speak to the supervisor. Right. Can I have your zip code, ma'am?
98270.
And what was that last four of that card number for me again?
It is 0838.
Can I have your address, your full address for me? Can you say it slow for me?
8030 60th Drive, Northeast, Maryville, Washington, 98270, Unit 1. I'm calling about this entry, and it said I won a mixer, and that order ID is 1013958.
Could you give me that order ID number one more time?
1013958.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm not seeing anything with that order ID number.
So what is this, a scam or something?
No, ma'am. So for that mixer, you enter a sweepstakes. But I only can confirm that for you if I can pull up your account. And right now I'm not seeing anything, and you confirm that the account that is in your name is not your name.
My name is Dolores Anderson.
Yes, ma'am. I have that down, and I don't see anything coming up for you.
Well, I've never been on this thing before. This is just a contest thing that I entered.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. When did you enter that contest?
About 5 minutes ago.
All right. So, yes, it's not a scam. You're entering a contest to win. If you win, it will send you an email to your email confirming that you won the contest.
Yeah, I don't see anything yet.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Well, can you... Okay, so I'm confused now. I gave you the information... And the order ID number, and you said nothing's coming up.
Yes, ma'am, nothing's coming up right now. It may be because you just did it, so it may take a little time to get into our system.
Say that again, I couldn't hear you.
It may take a little time to get into our system, being that you just did it 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. And you're affiliated with, it said Walmart when I was doing the thing.
Well, we're a third-party customer service. We house different merchants.
Oh. Okay.
All righty. You're welcome. Is there anything else I can do for you today? All righty.
I'm sorry. I'm here.
It's fine. All righty. Is there not nothing I can do for you today? Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, thank you. Bye.